It's time for Wisconsin Life. The landscape of childhood covers everything from playgrounds and vacant lots to woods and parks. Mike Paulus tells us about finding his roots in a wide open space in Eau Claire.
I grew up on Eau Claire's west side, across the street from a big empty lot. The lot was covered by a crop of tall grass, and it had a few small pockets of woods and an old dead tree just lying on its side out in the middle, all by itself. It hadn't been cut down. It just got old and died. That field, it belonged to me and my friends. It was ours. We had secret hideouts and trails. We had shortcuts and battlegrounds. We had a different set of games for every square foot of that field, because we owned it. That old fallen tree I mentioned was pretty big. Beaten smooth by years of wind and rain, we could straddle it like a horse, but we didn't play cowboys and Indians. The Lone Ranger enjoyed a brief resurgence in the early 80s, and my parents bought me some of the toys, but the Masked Man could never hold his ground against Darth Vader. That big log was the Millennium Falcon more often than not, and we had scrambled across the field as stormtroopers blasted laser bolts past our ears, yelling, "We gotta get off this planet! Run!" Then we'd hop on to the old dead tree and argue over who got to punch the imaginary hyperdrive button. And sometimes, one of us would, "Oh no!" fall overboard during takeoff, forcing a dangerous high-speed rescue. Eventually, we all learned to ride our bikes, and that big dead log just seemed kind of slow. But back then, in the summertime, even the rain couldn't stop us. We had tromped through the field, our pant legs getting soaked, our butts getting dirty, our boots glooping into islands of mud as we waded through a sea of weeds. Have you ever just bent over and grabbed a big clump of grass with both hands just to, I don't know, pull on it? I used to do that all the time. After the rain stopped, if the field was mucky enough, I could grab a bunch of weeds and slowly drag their root system up out of the ground with a satisfying thwerp. I'd feel like He-Man, master of the universe. But if the roots were stubborn, refusing to be ripped from their sockets, I'd lean back on my heels and feel the heft of my body hanging there like a little counterweight. Seconds ago, this grass was a meaningless clump of deadish plant matter. But now, feeling how fused it was to planet Earth, it meant everything. I had absolutely no doubt about this. If the world was suddenly flipped upside down, I knew the weeds could hold me. I could just hang there, grasping onto that clump of grass as my feet dangled toward empty space, the clouds chugging along far below. If my little kid hands were just strong enough to hold on, I'd be safe. And everything else would just tumble down into the hazy, blue summertime sky.
Mike Paulus is the online editor of Volume 1 in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
Summer is approaching. School will be out soon, which means there will be lots of opportunities to pull the kids away from their electronic devices and into Wisconsin's great outdoors. Here to give us some ideas for fun, kid-friendly outdoor activities is Lisa Marshall, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. I love your show. I'm listening to it on the car right now.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we just heard about a great outdoor activity for Mike Paulus of Eau Claire, and that one's free. So I want to start, what are some great things to do outside with the family that don't cost anything?
Well, one of the things is fishing. And, you know, if you are new to fishing or your kids are new, you might want to take advantage of free fishing weekend. It's the first weekend of June, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. And a lot of the state parks are going to offer you free equipment and seminars to learn all about fishing. So that's one way to get your kids away from the electronic devices. That same weekend, we have state parks open house, which means you can get into all of the state parks for free without a vehicle admission sticker. And some fun things, they're doing all kinds of fun things at the state parks. One of them at the Kettle Moraine State Forest, they have an event called Cash In, Cash Out. And so it's a geocaching event, and they're going to give away prizes. And at the same time, they're cleaning up the park. So it's actually cash in, trash out, to get the term correct there. But that's another fun way. And then we have tons of great bicycle trails. It doesn't cost much to get a state bike trail pass. And then Consumer County Parks. Most of those are free to get into, and a lot of the county park land is right up against a state park. Like, for example, in Door County, Cave Point Park, it's a county park. It's right next to Whitefish Dune State Park.
All right, and let's move on to art festivals. Oh. We've got a ton of them here in the state. Can you give us a little sneak preview of some of the art festivals we're going to want to check out this summer?
Well, we got 200 throughout the state. In fact, we have a guide that you can either download or order off of travelwisconsin.com that has all of these festivals. But there's two big ones. And one of them, of course, is the Art Fair in the Square in Madison, and that's in July. And the reason it's so big is they'll have 500 juried artists at that one. And then another 140 Wisconsin artists off the square. And then the other big one is the Lakefront Festival of Arts, and that's in Milwaukee. It's put on by the Milwaukee Art Museum. And it's 3 days, and it's right there on the lovely lakefront of Lake Michigan.
Can you make a case for this as a family outing? I know sometimes I get resistance from the kids to go to an art fair. Is there a lot of stuff going on apart from looking at the arts and crafts for sale?
Well, from experience, I can tell you about the one here on the square is that they have a lot of live entertainment and some kids' activities. And I know the one corner, I think it's, I'm not sure which corner of the Capitol, but they have, different dance groups performing, and actually kids from local dance schools will be, doing performances. So, yeah, there's a lot to see and hear besides just, walking around looking at the art.
All right, let's hit, you mentioned county parks. Let's look at the state parks now. Some kid-friendly highlights that we shouldn't miss.
Well, my favorite, I'm just going to go with my favorite, is Devil's Lake State Park. And I can hear
that, that's too easy. No, go ahead.
All right, no, I know it's so easy, but I can speak from experience. I've taken, an eight-year-old up there. And it's challenging. It's not too challenging. They can't get up to the bluffs. And, you got those rock formations. And what kid does not want to see Devil's Doorway or, Standing Rock and get their picture next to that? So I think those make it really fun. But besides that, is we have a lot of really great waterfalls, and I think that's like another to get a kid interested in going to a state park. There's what can I see? There's a goal. You get to the waterfall, and there's some amazing ones up in northern Wisconsin. Amicon Falls State Park, Copper Falls State Park, and Patterson State Park has the Big Manitou Falls, 165 feet. It's Wisconsin's highest. So again, you give your child a goal. You get to the waterfall, get a great selfie, and have a great afternoon.
We're talking to Lisa Marshall from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's helping us plan our summer itinerary for family-friendly outdoor fun. So something to get the kids off the couch, off the screen, and into the outdoors. How about, let's say we want to stay the night out there, do some hiking and camping. Give us some highlights to look forward to there.
All right. Well, I'm going to here's one for you, is camping on one of the islands of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. And, there's a couple ways you can do that. You can, if you got older teens, maybe you can actually kayak with your gear out to these remote islands and then, pitch a camp that way. The ferry service up there will also drop you off. So this is kind of more remote camping, and I would say, for your more experienced camper. Another fun thing you can do is go down the lower Wisconsin Riverway and camp on a sandbar. How cool is that? You can pitch a tent on a sandbar. So it's just kind of looking at it from a different point of view or a different kind of, environment. Let's see, another one, just consider our private campgrounds as well. We have many throughout the state and great amenities. So if you have a child that needs amenities and, skate parks or a pool or, just group activities or campfires at the end of the day, I think our private campground network is fantastic.
Lisa, earlier I mentioned the kid as the obstacle in my family. It's the adults. Well, or this adult is the obstacle. Make the case that I should, borrow somebody's tent and do some camping, because it's kind of, it's kind of an alien concept for me, I'll admit.
Here's the deal. There's camping light, too. There's a lot of places. There's things called camper cabins. They're like not quite camping, not quite a cabin. It's sort of in between. So if you're not someone that wants to pitch a tent and sleep on the ground, there's other options. There's more cabin-like camping. And I think it's just being in this kind of environment gets you away from, TV and iPads and iPhones and, you're under the stars. And what kid doesn't want to, build a bonfire and cook s'mores and just have family time, play games? I think that it just it's a very good opportunity for family bonding.
Now, I am a history fan, and I will admit I think I haven't done enough historical tourism in Wisconsin. Any good outdoor sites I should check out this summer?
Well, obviously Old World Wisconsin and Eagle is certainly our biggest, you know, outdoor history museum. In fact, it's one of the largest in the country that, you know, depicting rural life in the 19th century. And, you know, they make it fun. It's very interactive. Their staff remain in character the entire time. They do a lot of fun events. They'll have, like, 19th century baseball or, you know, Little House on the Prairie Day. So they do a lot of really fun interactive events to make history, bring it to life for the kids. But a couple other ones, Circus World has... And Baraboo is another good one in terms of telling you the circus history, but then, of course, there's always the entertainment aspect of it. They actually have circus and, you know, different things you can watch that make it interactive for the kids. If you got a child that's into trains, then you might want to try the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay. They've got one of the world's largest steam locomotives on display there. And then they also have Heritage Hill in Green Bay. So you can kind of do two different kinds of historic activities and then go over to Bay Beach and ride the rides. So you can kind of mix it up, historic, and then go have some fun.
Lisa, as we wrap up, can you give us a resource to help us do homework, find more info?
Yeah, I would go to travelwisconsin.com. It's the state's largest resource for travel information in the state. We've got events. We've got places to stay, things to do, and a lot of great articles. You know, you could search kid-friendly, and you're going to come out with many ideas to give you some thoughts for the summer.
Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure, Rob. Thanks for having me.
That was Lisa Marshall from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism giving us some great ideas for summer fun in Wisconsin.